I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook, and this is your Picks Now update. The Dublin City Council is close to voting on a contentious IKEA store proposal. Here's a look at the renderings. IKEA wants to build a mega store just off 580, but the community is divided and is expected to sound off on the project at tonight's meeting. KPIX5's Andrea Borba is live at City Hall right now for us. Andrea?
Well, Elizabeth, this meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight, and we are not expecting to get a vote on this issue for many, many hours. There will be lots of public comment. Now, the location of this IKEA is at off of 580 at Hacienda on the north side of the freeway. It is a 27-acre lot for a 410,000-square-foot proposed IKEA store. Now, the community deeply split on the location and size of the store, some saying it will bring more jobs and tax revenue to Alameda County, while others say it will bring too much traffic and too tall of a building to an area that doesn't have high-profile buildings. Adding to the height of that building, you can see the area there from Sky Drone 5, will be the fact that the parking garage for that IKEA would be underground, forcing the building taller. Now, we expect a very lively meeting out here in Dublin tonight, and we're hoping to get a vote by the City Council tonight. At some point, the meeting starts at 7. We expect very contentious debate on both sides of the topic. Live in Dublin, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
Now to a developing story out of Livermore. A World War II era plane has crashed into a fence at the Livermore Municipal Airport. Chopper 5 shows how that aircraft came to a stop near the Las Positas Golf Course. And we're learning the plane veered off the runway as a pilot was practicing touch and goes. According to a witness, the pilot is okay. Still no word yet on what caused that crash.
The man accused of brutally stabbing a woman to death on BART has been indicted by a grand jury. The indictment charges John Lee Cowell with murder. Back in July, 18-year-old Nia Wilson and her sister were stabbed while on the platform of the MacArthur Station in Oakland. Nia died. Her family is now suing BART, claiming the agency failed to protect the two women. Cowell is back in court on November 27th.
If you think traffic has gotten worse, you're not alone. A new report says Uber and Lyft are to blame for the slowing traffic in San Francisco. Anybody who drives in the city knows there are a lot of them around. The city's transportation report released today's claims. The congestion of city streets went up from 2010 to 2016. Average speeds slowed by around 26%. The number of hours people spent in their cars grew by 40,000 hours. The study found Uber, Lyft, and similar ride-sharing groups contributed to half of those increases. However, the survey did find not all parts of San Francisco were impacted equally. Ride-hailing services were used in the city's downtown core much more than other neighborhoods of town, and ride-share traffic at night was worse than in the mornings. Now, Uber sent us this statement saying, quote, "This study fails to consider critical factors like the spike in tourism or the growth of freight deliveries." Okay. Lyft also responded saying, quote, "This report is flawed and an incomplete picture of the transit challenges San Francisco faces." Let's take a live look outside from our Salesforce Tower camera looking north. This is a gorgeous shot. Nobody in the world has this shot. The fog coming in through the Golden Gate. Unbelievable. Let's go to the west. The start of sunset as we look toward Sutro Tower, another gorgeous shot. All that from the Salesforce Tower. Unbelievable stuff.
It's cool. You can actually see the changes that are happening in weather. Because look at this. We have another camera that we're going to show you here in just a second. And that shows something very different. That is clear skies. And that's in the South Bay. Let's take a live look out to San Jose where you can see our camera there. Not a cloud in the sky. And that's why they right now are still in the 80s. 81 degrees in San Jose. 86 in Concord. And where you see that marine layer starting to move in. Look at those temperatures currently. 71 in San Francisco. Half Moon Bay, or excuse me, these are our highs. This, so that marine layer did keep our highs today much cooler than we've seen the last several days where it was clear. Those temperatures remaining in the 80s, that's pretty much the trend we're going to see moving through the rest of the week. The high pressure system that's been in place all week is going to continue to stay here. We do have a slight offshore flow. That's what's keeping things clear in those inland areas. A little bit of an onshore flow right along the coast. That's what's bringing the marine layer and those cooler temperatures with it there. Our headlines for the day, along the coast and around around the bay. We will have fog tonight as that moves in, as you saw through those live pictures. We'll have near seasonal temperatures tomorrow, meaning it'll be warm in those inland areas, a little cooler along the coast. And then we have a few small changes here and there as far as temperatures are concerned moving forward, but nothing too significant. Our overnight lows are going to be mostly in the 40s, right a mix of the 50s right around the bay. And then look at this, chilly in the North Bay, 40 degrees there. We might even see a 30 here or there in those inland valleys. Your high temperatures for today or for tomorrow are going to be pretty warm. 80s in the North Bay, Santa Rosa 80, 80 in Napa, 81 in Fairfield. A mix of 70s right around the bay. And then, of course, along the coast, it's going to be cooler. You'll be in the 60s there. Your 7-day forecast shows not a whole lot of change. It's going to be nice and warm and clear in those inland areas. A little bit of fog along the coast that should clear up going into the weekend before we have some changes ahead Monday and Tuesday for the beginning of next week. Liz?
Thank you, Emily. Well, lotto fever has taken over.
Yeah, more than $1 billion up for grabs the next couple of nights. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is up to, get this now, $667 million, the biggest Mega Millions jackpot in U.S. history. It's official. And tomorrow night's Powerball jackpot is already climbing. It's at $345 million.
KPI X5's Kit Doe is live at a South Bay location that is known for selling some big winning tickets, Ernie's Liquor in East San Jose. Kit?
Hi there. Yeah, we're live here at Ernie's Liquors, and look at all these nice folks hoping, wishing, praying that they don't have to go to work tomorrow. They come in here kind of grumpy because they see the long lines wrapped out of the store here, but then they leave with a little smile, with a hope that things are going to go well for them tonight. So it begs a question: does a place like Ernie's Liquor have some kind of special sauce, some mojo that'll help them win, give them an extra edge in this lottery drawing? A lot of people here seem to think so. After all, just 3 months ago, that group of Wells Fargo employees bought their ticket right here. They split that more than $500 million jackpot a couple of different ways. Tonight's jackpot, though, $667 million, that is not the largest, but the third largest of all time. The chances of winning are 1 in 302 million. Nonetheless, they've seen a steady stream of customers here all day long as people get off of work, hopefully for the last time. Do you think your chances are better if I come in here?
Well, I think they are. I think your chances are good anytime you come and buy a ticket, you have a chance of winning.
Your chances are zero if you don't buy a ticket.
That's right.
What do you tell people who say you're wasting your time and your money by playing the lottery?
You won't know if you don't try. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right?
What are you going to do with the money?
I would probably support My Kiwanis Club, which is a volunteer community organization, and probably treat me and my family really, really good for a while.
All right, joining me now is Kiwal Sachdev. He is the owner of Ernie Liquors. Tell me what it was like when you heard that the winning ticket was sold here 3 months ago. That must have been amazing for you.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was unbelievable at that time because I never thought in my wildest dream that it would happen here, but it did. So it was really surprising.
And you got to 0.5% of the winnings. That comes out to what, $1 million or so? What are you going to do
with
that money?
Yeah, $1 million. We're going to pay off the student loan that I have on me. Plus, we're going to take care of the credit cards and all the obligations, and maybe a little bit of that towards the charity also. So everything is going on at the same time.
Excellent. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All righty. Drawing is 8 p.m. tonight. We're live here in East San Jose. Kit Doe, KPI X5.
Our news continues tonight at 10 o'clock on KBCW 44 Cable 12 and at 11 on KPI X5.
And remember to select KPI X News on your Amazon Echo.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.